Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. The week begins in the NFL because there's a Saturday night game.
Lions, Tigers, in bad. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. That's right. Commanders taking on the Lions Saturday night, so Wednesday becomes Tuesday. If you don't know what I speak of, in the NFL, you generally start your game plan, like your practice week begins, what is that? 5 days out, me, right? Sunday to Wednesday. So because they play Saturday night, today is going to be the first day of the practice week for the Washington Commanders. They'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday will be an off day,
on
travel
the road,
day.
Baby.
And then Saturday night in Detroit, Rock City, for a huge matchup, huge opportunity. Everybody's aware of what Washington has done to get to this level. I just saw a tweet from the team, B. Mm-hmm. This is... Dan Quinn is the first coach to win a playoff game in his rookie season in the Washington franchise. Do you know since who?
Who?
I don't know either. Whoever was coaching this team in 1943.
I know it went a long way back.
You'd have to get – do you think there's anybody that knows who that was off the top of their head? Rich Tandler, somewhere in heaven. Let us know.
There are some of these fans, these historians that would.
Like Andy Poland might know that.
Bergman.
I mean, I looked it up too, Lanville. Yeah. I now know Dutch
Bergman. Off the
Bergman.
Top of the head, what's the guy then that has the encyclopedia for the team?
Snyder?
No, it's a guy. No, I forgot his name.
Rick Snyder.
Not Rick Snyder. No. This guy here wrote this little book. He'll be able to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dutch Bergman. He was born. I mean, he was born in the 1890s.
Oh,
he was born February 23rd, 1895.
Talking about history, boy. Woo.
Yo, listen. I've never heard of this town, but I'm sure it's beautiful. He was born in Peru, Indiana.
I don't know about most towns in Indiana.
he lived almost 100 years. Died. What's your birthday? August 18th? He died on August 18th, 1972.
I don't want to know about dying on 18.
Ships passing in the night. Played college ball at Notre Dame. They were the Redskins then in 1943. Coached the Skins for 1 year. They went 6-3-1, and they made it to the championship game. Mm. Landfill. Shout out to Dutch Bergman.
That guy got the job because their last head coach joined the Navy. It was during World War II.
That dude Flaherty was no joke. He was here
with
a while.
Money back in the day, I guess.
Nah.
You leave an NFL team and say, I'm going to join the Navy.
Yo, not only did he leave an NFL team to go join the Navy, this Flaherty, now this was the Sammy Baugh era. They were pretty loaded.
Yeah.
Flaherty, they won the title in 42, and then they went 10-1, won the title, and then he stepped down to join the Navy.
Yeah.
World War II, there was a feeling of intense patriotism. I don't know.
Yeah.
Frankly, that it's something that we can all really equate to.
Not at all.
But Flaherty won two titles, and I'm guessing Dutch Bergman was like his number two. There's another fellow by the name of DeGroote who lost the title, Dudley DeGroote, in 1945. So someday you'll be at a bar and the question will be, what do Dan Quinn and Dutch Bergman have in common?
I'll have that answer for
you. Now you know the answer.
Well, we know it right now. I guarantee we wouldn't know it if they asked us in a bar.
Nah. Nope.
We would be like, who the hell is Dutch Bergman?
Shout out to Dutch Bergman. You know who came to play? The Los Angeles Rams.
They came to play, man.
I think a few things.
Well, at our landfill, you finally had a right to keep saying what you've been saying. Sam Darnold, he saw a ghost last night. I guarantee he was making that statement. He wouldn't say it out loud, but he said it in his head. That dude, bro, he holds on to the ball forever.
For me, watching that game last night, Kevin O'Connell could only hide the real Sam Darnold for so long.
Although, yeah, but man, you got to realize, the guy won 14 games.
I do want to clarify something.
He's won 14 games.
I do want to clarify something real quickly. It's not that I finally have a right to say that Sam Darnold sucks. He sucked for 7 years, then was good for like a month and a half, and then has returned to sucking again.
But I got to put some onus on Kevin O'Connell as well. You can't let Kevin get away with this one. Kevin kept waiting for all the deep routes with that dude that he knows that does not like to pull a trigger. He should have figured something else out and went to a quick game, because if he is going to wait until the guy gets 40, 50 yards down the field before he decides to throw the ball. And that's why he took 9 sacks, almost, I think, 10, 9 or 10 sacks that night. The coach got to change it up when you know that your quarterback is like he is.
I think it was 7, unless I'm missing
something. No. He had 9 at one point. He was close to setting the record.
All right, I'm counting. 1.5, and 1.5 is 3, plus 2 is 5, plus half is 5.5, 6.5, 7.5, 8. I got 8 from NFL Jesus. But
they on the broadcast, they say he was at 9 sacks and about to set a record.
I feel vindicated a bit. A lot of folks were, you know, it was a legit talking point. Who's the best matchup for Washington when going into Week 18? It was unclear where they'd end up going, if it was Philly, if it was L.A., or if it was Tampa. And throughout, I thought Tampa was the best option. And my thought was, I thought Sean was the best coach. L.A. came out on fire. Their early game plan, Stafford was dealing. The kid Higby made a couple outrageous catches.
Yeah.
Nacua is a monster. I remember, I don't know why you and I were randomly talking Nacua like 2 months ago. They must have played a night game or something.
No. One of my buddies, Raven Caldwell.
Yeah.
Raven had, he met him, and Raven said, dude, that dude is about as tall as I am, man.
Dude, he's built like a fullback. He is so, did you see the one play, probably late second quarter, where he got hit, like it looked like just like a little hitch, and he was able to run for the first down with like three dudes hanging on him. I mean, what a monster that guy is. The Rams were really good early. Their defense then turned it on. Philly versus the Rams is going to be an interesting matchup, B.
It will be.
I don't know. You know, it's too early to decide. I don't know. They're playing Sunday, 3 o'clock. I think the Rams can hang with. Philly didn't look all that great.
They didn't look great.
And Green Bay
the Rams can hang with them, but the Eagles are way better offensively than what they showed last night with Minnesota.
Philly's 1-53 is the best in the NFL.
So, I mean, the thing about them, if Philly's going to win, I watch a lot of plays, the kid, the number 33, the running back from Minnesota. He got a lot
Jones.
Of yards. Yeah, he was able to get some yards on him. They let Saquon get those yards. He's going the distance.
Well, I also think their game plan last night was, we're not going to let Jefferson torch us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that you're giving up some underneath stuff.
Well, hell, they didn't have to worry about Jefferson because Sam Darnold wouldn't throw the ball anyway.
That's true. Do you think, I don't know, fair is the right word. I don't know the right word for this. Vikings won 14 games and end up on the road as a wild card. Like, do you think the NFL, especially as they've expanded, needs to...
No.
I don't either.
See, my thing is...
They had a chance to win the division week 18 and couldn't.
About the NFL has always been the same. You got to play. When the big games come along, you're playing your best. And Minnesota proved in 2 games, when the big games came along, they could not get up to their best. So that's your fault. You know? I understand people want to reseed all the time. But based off how they played last night, they wouldn't beat no damn body in the playoffs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but eventually, the NFL is the one league I know for sure. If you're going to win the championship, you got to beat whoever. You got to beat the best of the best. So whenever you play them, you play them. Whether it's the first round, division, the wild card, whatever you do, you got to beat the best if you're going to get there eventually. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They fell flat on their faces two games in a row.
I totally agree with you. I thought the Rams were really good. The line for Rams-Eagles, what do you think that should be?
It should be, if in Philly, I would say I would go right around 3.5.
Six.
I wouldn't put it there.
I would take the points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Dude, if you look – now, Philly,
and
I
again,
think –
again, it might be about 1 degree up there.
Yeah, what is the Philly weather going to be? And on a – just on a human level, I was really glad – I don't know that the Rams winning is going to mean anything for people whose homes were burnt up.
Yep.
But, like, I just feel – I was glad that the city of Philadelphia got a win.
What you saw was – everyone was wondering, would they be able to focus? You've seen Brett Favre when his dad died.
Ball.
You know, people have mothers and died, and they have deal with injury. The one thing about athletes, they know how to focus on what they need to get done. And when you start thinking you're playing for somebody else and not just yourself, you get way more. And it's the weirdest thing in the world. We will do more for others than we would for ourselves, you know. When you get that mindset going, hell, you can accomplish some amazing things.
Looking ahead to that Eagles-Rams game, Sunday, 3 o'clock in Philly, weather doesn't look that bad. It's surprisingly not that cold. Mm-hmm. Now, this could always change. It says mostly sunny, high of about 41.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it'll probably be in the 40s at kickoff.
It'll be in 40s.
Probably get down.
It's going to feel like it's about in the 30s, though, because that little area where that water sits,
oh yeah,
it's amazing how much effect it has on that damn field right
now. And
there.
The way the link is open in those opposite end zones feels like that wind's always mm-hmm. coming through there. It's going to be cold for sure, especially if you're coming from Los Angeles. Chance of snow that night, but that game, 3 o'clock kick, that game's probably over 7:30.
But the thing about the thing I was listening to them last night, they say, okay, they were flying back to L.A., and hats off to the Bidwells with Arizona
yeah.
because normally they're known as the cheapest SOBs in the world, but they went overboard to make sure that they can show the Rams hospitality, and you have to give them some more credit. But they were like, they don't know if they can even practice. Like talking about because of the air quality out there.
Right.
So what are they going to do? They have to move, go somewhere this week if they can't?
I don't know. Hell, you remember how bad the air was here when there were fires in Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine what it is in L.A. And maybe if you stay indoors, if they have an indoor facility. But out there, you build everything outdoors because the weather's always great.
Still need it.
I don't know.
Well, they should have built the indoor facility knowing that they have fires every other damn month.
It's true, yeah. Going to be fascinating to watch that game. I think the Rams are live in that one. But, you know, I was curious how much the fires and being kind of, you know, having to move and evacuated and whatever else would impact them this week. They looked ready to go. Vikings look bad, though, man. I had never been in the camp of paying Darnold. I recognize that. May seem like reactionary or hindsight here, but you drafted McCarthy for a reason. And
yeah.
I know he's coming off injury, but
if he had played well in these last two games, Sam Darnold could he can get a blank check. But the fact that he did not, he's on the mindset of somebody may take a chance, or he's going to be
a job.
Hell of a backup.
Right. But the fact Minnesota also signed Daniel Jones, and if Kevin O'Connell's able to do that in a year with Darnold, and you just need a bridge guy to get you to McCarthy in case he's not ready at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. I really liked McCarthy coming out of the draft, and I just wouldn't – I mean, you're going to have to pay Sam Darnold $45 million, $50 million? Mm. Are you in the
– At least.
Are you in the business of paying Sam Darnold $50 million?
Well, Minnesota's not doing it. some other team may come out and do it, but Minnesota's not doing it. Because you, if you kept looking at O'Connell's face last night, KO basically was saying, hell no.
Right.
We are not going forward with this. Because he was, like, flabbergasted multiple times. Listen, man. This guy, I'm like, is there not a clock going off in his head? He sets up, shuffle, Pat starts to run, and decide he going to set up again and just stand there and don't think nobody's coming? The offensive line had to be in the huddle like, yo, dog, you are killing us. Because when you start talking about the sack-worthy plays and who you have to blame, most of them was on Sam Darnold.
Last night?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. Divisional round playoffs is always awesome. If you haven't looked at the complete schedule, you got Saturday afternoon, Texans at Chiefs. Texas defense is playing pretty well. I'm interested in that game. Not in thinking Kansas City could lose, but the number on that is 8. Kansas City's offense hadn't been that great, but they did get better the last couple weeks. They're coming off the bye. That's 4:30. Then 8 o'clock, Commanders-Lions, Saturday night. I imagine there will be some bars in the DMV going off for that game.
Mm.
I think folks are going to be having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday, everything.
MGM going to be pumping again, I tell you.
Sunday, everything is now set. 3 o'clock Eastern on NBC, Rams at Eagles. Sunday night, 6:30. I mean, this is the big one. The ratings for this are going to be banana land. 6:30, CBS, Ravens at Bills. I think Lamar should win MVP. I think the numbers are just so nuts that he should win MVP. I think possibly even with a loss, he should still win MVP.
MVP is for the regular season.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a regular season award.
Is it?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's dumb.
No, it's not, because it's the regular season award. Then you go to the playoffs and you got other awards that pop up. Super Bowl, all that stuff.
I think if the Bills win, have they voted? If they haven't voted, then
they should have voted
matter.
By now. I think the MVP thing is a straight regular season award.
I mean, I think recency bias will come into effect if they haven't voted.
Yeah.
Don't you? If the Bills win, I think that will give Allen a chance to actually win this thing. I think if the Ravens win, I already think it's probably an 80% chance Lamar's winning it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they win, it goes to 100. I think if they lose, maybe
it goes
to 50-50.
You got all pro, Pro Bowl, everything is voted up. I would think the MVP would be already voted on as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Lamar was unanimous, basically number one, all pro.
Do you know the Ravens spread yet?
No.
What do you think it should be?
The Ravens against Baltimore. I mean, Buffalo beat them the first time, right?
Yeah.
I would still go with.
Actually, Buffalo beat the Chiefs.
They beat the Chiefs.
Did they beat the Ravens?
Did they play the Ravens?
I'm pulling it up.
I would go with. They're playing in Buffalo. I would go Buffalo -1.
Very, very close. They actually have installed the Ravens -1.
Oh, wow.
If Buffalo played the Ravens in Baltimore week 4 and got their ass kicked.
Buffalo beat them?
No, 35-10 loss.
Baltimore lost.
Buffalo. Baltimore beat Buffalo 35-10.
In
Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
And in week 4. So you're talking 4 months ago.
If Derrick Henry runs the ball like he did last week, I'm going all Baltimore. So, you know, that dude is a monster, bro.
Sure.
But think about it. It has helped, but still, the straw that stirred that damn coffee is Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Weather in Buffalo Sunday night. chance of snow.
Horrible, probably.
Chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 24. So at 6:30 when they're kicking off, you're talking about probably 18. And who knows what it'll feel like. They'll have wind. You're going to have.
That mafia won't be feeling anything. They're going to be so damn drunk.
They won't be feeling a thing. I want to have a conversation here. This is a good idea from Cody yesterday. We'll go around the room and then we'll take calls on this. The Commanders are now into the divisional round of the playoffs. They're a good team. What playoff teams have they beat? That's the That argument's non-existent now because they just won a playoff game on the road.
I don't care about the people that still want to go left.
Well, I don't think people are, but if they are, they're idiots. Here's the conversation I want to have is, when did you know this team was legit good? When did you know this was different? What was the moment? Was it Hail Mary against Chicago? Like, what was that moment for you? We're going to go around. We're going to hit the phones, 800-636-1067. When did you know Washington was good this year? Not in the future, but now.